This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat tried to quell the unrest that has plagued the Gaza Strip since Friday. Arafat made fresh changes in his security forces, but they were greeted with more demonstrations and condemnation from Palestinians demanding genuine reforms. Prime Minister Ahmed Correa called on Arafat to resolve the crisis. Correa submitted his resignation Friday, but Arafat has refused to accept it. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Gaza.
A rash of kidnappings Friday prompted Arafat to fire his Gaza police chief and name his relative Musa Arafat to take control of the Gaza security forces. Almost instantly, Musa Arafat became the focus of pent-up Palestinian rage at alleged corruption within a barely functioning Palestinian authority. After 2 days of gun battles among Fatah loyalists, burned buildings, and large protest rallies, the Palestinian leader seemed to capitulate. Serenaded by celebratory gunfire from some of his men, the former head of security, Abdelrazak al-Majida, appeared before reporters to declare the crisis over, with everyone marching smartly in step behind Yasser Arafat.
We are working very wise, smoothly, walking behind him and supporting him in every decision he takes, and he sees that it is for the Palestinian interest.
But in another part of Gaza City, surrounded by his own gun-toting supporters, Musa Arafat said other than some titles and office furniture, nothing had really changed.
The decision has been taken regarding Majida is to move him from his place to a security advisor for the prime minister in a level of a minister. And that's all. I'm still director of the general security in Gaza Strip.
In the West Bank city of Ramallah, Prime Minister Correa made a rare public call for Yasser Arafat to step up and resolve the crisis by, in Correa's words, putting the right person in the right job. He also pleaded with Gazans to show some restraint. Enough of this crisis, said Correa. Your country is calling upon you, beseeches you to stop this crisis. But in Gaza City's Jabalia refugee camp, hundreds of demonstrators marched again, shouting that they wouldn't be blinded by Arafat's latest attempt to throw sand in their eyes. Some analysts were quick to label this a career-threatening crisis for Yasser Arafat, the final push by a younger generation within his Fatah movement that has long wanted its day in the sun. But Gaza lawmaker Marwan Kanafani said Arafat would weather this crisis, as he has so many others. Kanafani views the chaos in Gaza as little more than a feud between different factions of security men, those loyal to ex-security chief Mohammed Dahlan, and those loyal to Arafat. Others say there's more to it than that. While this may be partly a power struggle in anticipation of a possible Israeli withdrawal next year, there's also a growing public show of dissatisfaction with the current leadership. Longtime Fatah loyalist Ali Abu Shaheen points to the recent elections for local Fatah representatives in the Gaza Strip. In the ongoing vote count for race after race, Yasser Arafat's candidate is losing to a pro-Mohammed Dahlan candidate. Shaheen says Gazans believe Arafat appointed his deeply unpopular relative Musa to the top security job as punishment to Gaza voters for turning away from him. Shaheen says it was a strategic blunder.
This decision of Arafat to put Musa Arafat in this position was the biggest failure of Arafat since 40 years. A big crisis, instead of solving the problem or putting off the fire, he was adding to it a lot of petrol by putting this man, which his history is known, very black.
For the Israelis, the turmoil in Gaza is generating more concern about fresh attacks against their civilian population. For Palestinians, loyal to their aging leader but eager for change, the main question is not whether Yasser Arafat can survive this crisis, but whether he can be convinced to make genuine reforms that could help Gazans get on their political feet if and when the Israelis do leave. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Gaza.